Welcome to the Misfit Behaviorist Podcast. Join your hosts, Audra Jensen and Caitlin Beltran, here to bring you evidence-based strategies with a student-centered focus. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It is great to be with you again. Today, we have a bonus episode for you in honor of World Autism Awareness Day. First, just a reminder to join our new but growing Facebook group for exclusive content and discussions. We are sharing over there short clips that we do from these podcasts, and we share all of our freebies and show notes over there. So if you're not already part of the community, search for us over there on Facebook and get in on the fun. Plus, we don't like to be talking in an echo chamber, so we are growing our community.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear your ideas for future episodes. And I would say at this point, we have a free resource that we've shared for almost every episode. So I'm trying to link those each week in the group. And that's just the Misfit Behaviorists in Facebook.
Yes. And if you like the visual side of things, check us out on YouTube. That's at the Misfit Behaviorists over there, especially this week. We are showing a video this week, so make sure you check that out. You can always listen as a podcast as well, but some of the visual stuff that we do, you want to check out on YouTube for that. So for today, Caitlin, what is World Autism Awareness and Acceptance Day?
I feel like this is one thing we talked about in our last episode where this has changed over time. So when I first started in the field, it was autism awareness. And now I've heard more autism acceptance or autism awareness and acceptance. So I feel like either way, no matter what you're calling it, it's just a great way to highlight all of the great things in our community and the great things that our ABA therapists and BCBAs and special education teachers are doing in conjunction, of course, with the families and the students with autism themselves. But I guess I just mean that because I'm thinking of it in relation to a school system. So from my lens and being in the school every day, it's an awesome time to maybe bring some of that awareness to the rest of the school. And we've had a lot of cool like assemblies or buddy reads or classroom visits where we have kids really young learning about what autism is. And that's been really cool to see.
That is excellent. Autism is really about highlighting the need to help improve the quality of life for those with autism, leads to full and meaningful lives to be so that they are an integral part of our society, both in the education, working in the schools, but also as they move out of the schools and into our population, our society. Sometimes we forget how important it is for all of our students and learners as they get out of school and in the grocery store and in the libraries and in our communities, how important it is for us to make sure that they are part of our communities. While we celebrate it, so to speak, in April, we want to make sure that it is part of our lives throughout the entire year and every day. So you personally, Caitlin, how has autism affected your life?
I would say I will share the story of how I got into this field. So I used to babysit for a family when I was in high school, and they had two boys, and the younger child was diagnosed while I was babysitting this family as he was a baby. So I kind of was over with the family on their journey to diagnosis. And especially, again, back then, so many things were different. So I think it was a lot rougher than it would be today. And just seeing how he grew up and developed very differently and seeing the family struggle and seeing how much some of that those skills and those teaching impacted him from so early on. I remember I was in college at the time and I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And all of a sudden one day I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be involved with this. So I didn't want to be a teacher, but all of a sudden I was like, oh, I would like to be that kind of teacher. So that's when I started doing work at a school for students with autism and changed my major and everything. So I haven't really looked back since.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, today we have a special treat to help bring awareness to this and on this and every day for our incredible friends and family, maybe even listeners at some point. Back in 2008, when Isaac, my son, was in fifth grade, he was in a documentary on autism and Asperger's. And I pulled a short little clip from that documentary that's really cute. I find it quite meaningful. He wrote a little bit about what autism meant to him. He was, I think, 10 years old at the time. So let's watch it.
How autism affects me. By Isaac Jensen. Well, to me, autism is a social disorder that affects my senses slightly. Sometimes when someone asks me a question, I sometimes not listen to the question and say, "What?" Sometimes when things don't go my way, I get all stressed out and keep convincing people to change their idea. But overall, I think autism was just a particular gift that gave me a challenge in life. Maybe I'm just born with the talent. Maybe, just maybe, I'm a powerful kind of guy who, in the future, can show why that we need a bit more respect. Maybe we could stand up for ourselves and just be a true nation with different talents and stuff. After all, we're just ourselves, that's all.
All right, so Isaac is a powerful kind of guy, that's for sure. I think that's just a really cute little clip, and I just seen that kind of insight that he had into what autism meant to him at the time. Certainly grown and changed over the years, but I just think it's a really cute clip of what autism is to him and to many guys.
Yeah, and it's really cool hearing your stories about him and seeing how far he's come.
So that's it for us today. Don't forget, tomorrow is our regular episode. That will be out. It's a good one. We are talking about teacher burnout. So if you are feeling the weight of the job, make sure you tune in tomorrow.
And again, check us out in the Facebook group, The Misfit Behaviorists, and also on Instagram, Misfit Behaviorists Podcast, and to share your thoughts.
Awesome. We will see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Misfit Behaviorists. And be sure to tune in next week for more tips and tricks. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.